Well, good morning. Good morning. There you go. It's good to be with you this morning. It really is. When I came in this morning, I looked around. I picked up my bulletin to check to see if that was in good shape, and that was just like we wanted it. I had everything set up and ready to go, and all of a sudden, Katie comes walking up, and I figured I'm ready to run here, and she looks at me. She says, "Where's your robe?" I didn't bring it.
Why?
Well, I think today's Laity Sunday. Linda looked it up for us. She says, "No, that was last Sunday." It is now. I am delighted to be with you. God bless you as we come together today to hear His word, to sing His songs, and to praise His name. I'm going to be reading to you from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 25 this morning, verses 14 through 30. And I'll be using the NIV this morning, not the NRSV as you have in your pews there. This is the parable of the talents. The Lord be with you. Hear these words. "Again, it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents of money, to another 2 talents, and to another 1 talent, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received the 5 talents went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 more. So also the one with 2 talents gained 2 more. But the man who had received the 1 talent dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received the 5 talents brought the other 5. 'Master,' he said, 'you entrusted me with 5 talents. See, I have gained 5 more. His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness.' The man with 2 talents also came. 'Master,' he said, 'you entrusted me with 2 talents. See, I have gained 2 more. His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness.' Then the man who had received the 1 talent came. 'Master,' he said, 'I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid, and I went out and hid your talent in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you.' His master replied, 'You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. Well then, you should have put money on deposit with the bankers, so that when I returned, I would have received it back with interest. Take the talent from him and give it to the one who has 10 talents. For everyone who has will be given more, and he will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken from him. And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. This is the word of God for the people of God." If you go back to Matthew chapter 25, looking at verse 14 through 30 that I'm looking at here, you hear the parable that is spoken to us. But if you really want to get the whole concept of what's being done here, you need to go back to chapter 24 and onward from there, and you'll see that Jesus is speaking to his disciples, and he's talking to them about the signs of the end of the ages, the end times, if you will. He's talking to them about the importance of being ready for his return. And he's also trying to give them an idea of what they are to do in his absence. And he uses parables to expound on these subjects. He talks about faithful and unfaithful servants. He talks about being prepared in the story of the 10 bridesmaids, being prepared for his return. And he's doing this because these disciples are getting ready to have a shock in their lives. He's leaving. The disciples think their whole life is getting ready to change here. And it's only a matter of days before Jesus will be arrested. So they need to have some idea of what's going to be expected of them. In this particular parable that I read for you today, it's about living in faithful obedience while we're waiting for the kingdom, the return of God, of Jesus. It's about taking risks, really. It's about taking risks with the talents God has provided us, each of us. Now, if you look at this parable closely, and you probably know this to start with, before the master goes on this particular journey, and no one knows how long he'll be, he calls these three together. They're his servants. And he gives one 5 talents, one 2, and then the other 1 talent. And it's according to their ability. But all three are indeed given talents. Now, a talent in Jesus' day would take a day laborer 15 years to make 1 talent. That's a lot of money. So he's entrusting these men with a great deal of money in this particular case. But did you notice something? If you listen to this parable, if you read it over and over, there's something that's not said here. Nowhere in here does he give them instructions on what to do with the talents. No instructions are given on what is expected of them and the talents. He's left it up to them. And then he goes. And he leaves them. Now, one thing comes to light pretty quick, doesn't it? If he's given them talents, he expects something to be done. And just because the master is gone doesn't mean the servants have nothing to do. That's not the case. And if you notice on his return, some things take place too. He congratulates the first 2 servants, doesn't he? They've doubled their investment. 1 had 5, made 5. 1 who had 2, made 2. And in both cases, he says to them, well done. Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. But then he says one other statement that pulls all this together, I think. Come and share your master's happiness. Celebrate with me. Let's celebrate not what you've made, but what you did. You were faithful. You stepped out in faith. Some of you took risks. Because you see, it really didn't matter how much they made. What really mattered was that they took the risk. They stepped out in faith. They used their talents. And that pleased the master. All but the 3rd servant. He did nothing with the talent given him. Why? Well, he told the master, I was afraid. I was afraid I might fail in this. And I know the kind of man you are, and I didn't want to fail. I was afraid. And as a result, he buried the talent. He did nothing with it. Nothing. He left it alone. And when the master returned, he simply said, "Here. Here's your talent. I didn't use it." You know, if you stop and think about it, we too have been entrusted with God-given talents, gifts, if you will. But this parable really is not about talents, per se. It's not about being successful in the use of our talents, either. It's about being faithful. It's about being faithful in the use of our talents, to believe they have been given to us for the specific purpose of using them. And faithfully using them. Using our talents can require risks. It can. No one said it was a piece of cake. Sometimes there are risks. And quite sadly, sometimes our fear of failing, well, just outweighs our faith. And like the servant with one talent, we simply say, "I was afraid. So I just hid the talent. I didn't use it." Some would just rather do nothing with it. Some people will tell you they're not even aware of their talents in some places, in some situations. For some, making excuses for not using their talents is a whole lot easier than taking the risks. You know what I'm talking about. Just as some example, I just throw this out this way. I hear people from time to time say, "I can't sing. So please don't ask me to join the church, the choir. I'm afraid I would just fail miserably." There are others who said, "I can't teach children's church. Good grief. I can't teach, period. No, I don't want to do that. I would fail miserably." And then there's others who have said, "I've never been a group leader. It's enough that I serve on the committee. So don't ask me to be the leader. I can't do it. I'm afraid the committee would never get anything done." And so, the talent is buried, out of sight. But here's something we need to know. Here's some good news. We all have been given a common gift, a wonderful gift, an incredibly beautiful gift. It's a gift that can aid us in using our talent in those times when we're not sure, in those times when we say, "Have I bit off more than I can chew?" In those times when we've said, "You know, I just don't feel like I'm getting very far with this. I don't see where I'm making any headway." And that gift is the Holy Spirit. God's beautiful and wonderful gift. Now, some of you may have heard of him. He was a Polish pianist who was known as Ignace Paderewski. Anybody heard of him? One person, two people? Do I see three? He wasn't a renowned pianist. He was from Poland, and in fact, he'd even been president of Poland at one time. But after he retired, he became a piano concerto, or whatever they're called, or something to that effect. But he was very famous, and he performed all over the world. He was performing in New York City in this particular story. It was a formal evening. All the who's who of New York City were there. And a mother had brought her child to hear him play that night. She was hoping that maybe hearing Paderewski might encourage him to keep practicing. He was telling his mother over and over, "I don't like this. I can't do it." And she said, "You do have the talent." He said, "I don't." So she was just hoping that maybe by bringing him to hear this wonderful pianist, he might be encouraged to do so. So as people are beginning to take their seats there in the auditorium, somehow or another, this boy kind of got up on the stage and he walked over to the bench that Paderewski would be sitting at. And he sat down at the piano and he began to play chopsticks. You know, the two-finger chopsticks. People became incensed. Some people were even yelling out, "We didn't come to hear a kid play chopsticks." And they were getting a little bit uneasy. But about that time, from around the curtain comes Paderewski. The boy doesn't see him. And he walks up behind the young boy. And the boy is going to town playing chopsticks. And he takes his left arm and he puts it around the boy and places it on his hands on the keyboard. And his right hand around. And he starts playing a melody to chopsticks. Chopsticks never sounded so good. People were amazed. This was incredible. But what they didn't know, that while this was taking place, Paderewski was leaned over and he was saying to that young boy, "Don't be afraid. Keep playing. Play what you're playing. It's good. It's good. Stay with me. Stay with me. It's working. Don't be afraid. Keep it up. You can do this. You've got the talent." And it was beautiful. But just as the pianist aided this child's attempt to play that piano, we too are blessed, very much so, with the aid of the Holy Spirit in the use of our talents. And some people are sitting here saying, "I don't really have any talent." You do. In Paul's first letter to the Corinthians in chapter 12, verse 4, he tells us there are different kinds of gifts, talents, but the same Spirit distributes them. And I'm here to tell you that that same Spirit aids you in using them. You see, when we are willing to risk our talents to advance God's kingdom, what we're doing is demonstrating our faith. And we're placing our trust in Christ to see us through whatever task we might have. But it's in faith that we do that. There was a journalist who was supposed to follow, given an assignment, to follow Mother Teresa around for a day and then to write a column on a day in the life of Mother Teresa. So he got up early one morning and he went and he followed her around as she went through the little hamlets and the places, the very horrible places really that she walked through, and he was behind her. He saw her sit with people who were just waiting to die. He was there with her when somebody came and told her that the medical supplies that were being shipped in by the missionary group had been confiscated by the government. There would be no supplies. She went and sat with old people as they were wasting away, comforting them, putting her arms around them, feeding them when she could. But at the end of the day, that journalist was typing up all of his notes there. And he leaned back in his chair. And he thought to himself, "I don't see anything in here where this lady has been successful at all." And he said, "I've got to come up with some conclusion for this piece that I'm writing." So he goes to see Mother Teresa. And he says, Mother, I followed you around all day today. All I saw was death, despair, disappointment. I have to tell you, Mother, you just didn't seem to be very successful in what you were doing. Mother Teresa looked at that man and she says, Child, God didn't call us to be successful. He called us to be faithful. You see, the servant that buried his talent was fearful of failing. So he did nothing at all. But understand something. Fear is not a sin. We all have things that we're fearful of. That's understandable. But fear is not a sin. But unfaithfulness is. Will we sometimes fail? Oh, yeah. Yeah. We'll fail sometimes. But failing, like fear, is not a sin. No one wants to fail, but it's not a sin. But doing nothing is. And with our talents, it's left up to us to decide how, when, and where we use them. So let me just finish by saying this. Let none of us ever regret taking risks with our God-given talents. Because I will tell you this, failure is never quite as frightening as regret. And I believe in my heart that in that day when you stand before your Maker, you will hear him say, well done. Well done. Good and faithful servant. And then the wonderful words, come and share in your master's happiness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Let us pray. Almighty, gracious, and eternal God, instill in us here this day the desire and the courage to risk stepping out in faith, to take the talents you have so lovingly and trustingly given us and bestowed upon us, that we might use them to glorify your holy and merciful name. And it is in your Son's name we pray. Amen.